has the translation. So we're doing a Sefer Masiyot by Rav Nisim, and we've been discussing that God's ways are just. And obviously that's a difficult concept to swallow, because when we look at the world, it seems everything but just. As we're learning in the book of Iyov, those of you who want, after class, we have a short class in Iyov. And he continues and says, one of the kings of one of the nations asked this question to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah. Those of you who were here at the Ein Yaakov class, that's the Rabbi Yeshua we learned about, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah. It's interesting that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah, he was a blacksmith, he was very poor, he was one of the disciples of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he was very learned in Tanakh. The early Christians used to love challenging him with psukim. So he was found frequently among non-Jews, and they always used to ask him, how do you Jews deal with this verse? How do you deal with that verse? Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah was a master of Tanakh. He was also a master of Talmud. He knew a lot. So one of the kings asked him, "Alo katuv b'torachem, it says in your Torah, ki chol drachav mishpat. All of God's ways are just. How can you say God's ways are just? We see that God punishes people who have no sin. We see that he creates people with problems. A person can be born blind. A person can be born lame. A person can be born deaf, mute. He's done no sin. How can you say God's ways are just?" Good question, no? Okay. Rabbi Yeshua's answer is very difficult to understand. And those of you who want to sneak ahead, you could go online and see the complete answer. We will begin the answer and leave you hanging. I always like leaving people hanging. Encourages people to come back. So Rabbi Yeshua says some of them are good people, and this increases their wages in the world to come, which is the way Rashi goes with the whole concept of Yisurim Shel Ahava. We have a concept the Talmud in Brachos discusses, that sometimes a person's done nothing wrong and he suffers in this world, and Rashi says this is a way of increasing his portion in the world to come. So that's a concept which needs work. But I don't think we'll have time in this framework to focus on it. And then there are those that are apostates, and as such, Hashem gave them this limitation even before they were created. And if you want, I'll prove it to you. Give me 1,000 coins and send with me 2 people that you trust them completely. So the king says, fine, prove it. So he gives him 1,000 coins, 2 people that he trusts. He goes till he finds a person who was born blind. And Rabbi Yeshua says to the person, he goes over to the person and he wants the person to think that they're alone. He signals the 2 people from the king, you guys watch quietly. Stay and watch. He goes over to the blind person and he tells him, listen here, the king has decided to execute me, and I have here 1,000 coins. I want you to watch for me. One condition: if I make it out of the gallows alive, if I can find a way out, give me back the money. And if not, then it's yours. I want you to have it. So the blind man extends his hand, he takes the coins, and the king's men see what happened. The blind man goes his way. Period of time passes, and Rabbi Yeshua comes to the blind man and he says, do me a favor, give me back the money I left by you. God saved me from the hands of the king. I'll even pay you for the time you watched over my money. And the blind man says, I swear I have no clue who you are. I don't know anything you're talking about. Never happened. You never gave me anything. I'm not a person that people could trust. Who am I? I'm a blind man. What? You trust me with your money? Never happened. Rabbi Yeshua says, look, I think I gave you the money. You say I didn't give you the money. Come with me to the king and let him judge between us. So they come to the king's gates, they ask permission to enter, they're given permission, they come before the king, and Rabbi Yeshua stands before the king and asks the blind man, give me the 1,000 coins. And the blind man says, I don't know what you're talking about. You never gave me any coins. Never happened. Never met you before. I'm a blind man. No one trusts me with coins. So the king says to Rabbi Yeshua, bring proof. And Rabbi Yeshua summons the two people who the king said he trusts them, whatever they say. And they give testimony before the king that the blind man did, in fact, receive the 1,000 coins from Rabbi Yeshua. And the blind man says, that's a lie. He never gave me anything. So the king says, hang the blind man. Now the king doesn't have the 1,000 coins. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't have them back. And the blind man is being taken to the gallows. But Rabbi Yeshua hasn't completely proven his point. And this is where we'll have to pick up the Zachem next time.